How about this for an example of the Chinese so-called soft power? At least we're waking up, or some of us are. Talk about an iron fist concealed in a velvet glove. We learned today that Australian security experts believe that a Chinese government ship supposedly participating in the search for missing Malaysian airline MH370 has in fact spent more time spying on Australian military activity than it has on searching for MH370. Apparently this ship Donghaizhou 101 has hardly performed any actual search operations in the 7 months since it first arrived in Fremantle. The ship, in fact, gave up the search for MH370 altogether last month. We're told the only reason it's still in Fremantle is because it's waiting for weather conditions to improve. But leading security experts Greg Barton, Peter Jennings and Clive Williams say the ship would also be monitoring Australian and allied military operations as a matter of course. Clive Williams, a former Australian Army Director of Security Intelligence, said, quote, would be surprised if a vessel like Donghaizhou 101 did not have an intelligence collection role. He said Australia is, quote unquote, target rich for Chinese spy operations, with the Navy's submarine base and the Army's Special Air Service Regiment both located in the Perth area. Secret spying and naval communication facilities are also located in Western Australia. However, meanwhile, you'll be glad to know, the Federal Transport Minister, Darren Chester, you've never heard of him, continues to congratulate China for sending a ship to participate in the MH370 search when it basically has done nothing at all. How naive can government be?